From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report.
I think the sky's the limit for Colombia.
That's Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos at the University of Miami on Monday. He's running for re-election next year, and these days it doesn't hurt to press a little flesh in Miami. Colombians are now the second largest Latino community behind Cubans. Santos also came to town to tout his country's remarkable comeback. Less than a decade ago, Colombia was considered a failed narco state. Today, it is one of South America's hottest foreign investment magnets.
We are now being respected internationally.
The Direct Investment Association said recently, Colombia is one of the three most attractive countries in the world for direct investment.
Colombia inked a free trade pact with the United States last year. It's a founding member of Latin America's new Pacific Alliance trade bloc, and it's now South Florida's number two trading partner. Colombia and Miami should do more than $10 billion in commerce this year. Still, for all the celebration, even Santos knows his country hasn't yet emerged from its deep hole. Much of its road infrastructure is barely 20th century, let alone 21st. Its economic inequality is the worst in Latin America. And if it's ever really going to modernize, it needs something it hasn't had in half a century. Peace. Colombia is mired in a 48-year-long conflict with Marxist guerrillas, the FARC. The war has killed more than 220,000 people and turned 5 million more into refugees.
I describe it as a mule in the middle of the road that doesn't allow the real potential of Colombia.
That beast may finally be moving off the road. Colombia's military in recent years has greatly reduced the power of the FARC, which is a cocaine and kidnapping mafia as well as a rebel army. Now, peace talks that began last year in Cuba are yielding results. The two sides are now negotiating an end to the FARC's narco activities. And here's one way to gauge the optimism that's generating. Tourism investment is starting to arrive in Colombia, and a lot of it is coming from Miami, a place that knows a thing or two about tourism and what it takes to thrive.
I think absolutely the trend towards a potential solution allowed a lot of people to come in with a much more positive view of having a safer, both physical and legal framework to invest long-term in Colombia.
David Brelenburg is the CEO of Brela Group. The Miami private equity firm specializes in hotel and resort development in Florida and Latin America. Brela Group is encouraged by that potential solution to Colombia's violence. Last year, it put together a $32 million hospitality investment fund there, the first ever in Colombia. Brela Group Managing Director Irene Tamayo says that as a peace accord gets closer, tourism capital will move beyond the beaches and into Colombia's gorgeous and mountainous interior. Just a few years ago, that would have been unthinkable because of the guerrillas.
Colombia is not only a coastline. Just to give you an example, the Eje Cafetero, which is the coffee area, is one of the most spectacular sites in Colombia. We are looking forward to expand our regions in the future, our investment geography in the future.
In some places, inland tourism is already budding. John Otis is a Bogota-based journalist and author of the book Law of the Jungle about Colombia's guerrilla war. He recently visited Macarena National Park with his family.
This is a place where I used to interview guerrilla leaders. And now when we got there, we were greeted by smiling tourist guides. If you get the guerrillas off the battlefield, that could open up a whole lot of ecotourism.
Colombia could certainly use more zip lines than battle lines. But President Santos, who quoted a Colombian saying that bread can still burn at the door of the oven, warned that a peace accord is no sure thing. Still, as he left Miami to visit President Obama in Washington on Tuesday, there was a palpable sense that Colombia is for once making more bread than bloodshed. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.